Justin Wayne.
Well, back again, twice in 1 month, and it sounds like there might be more than just this month doubling up. But it is the once a month Discovery 2 night, and it is time now for us to talk to Alex Kerr Wilson, who is on the phone, but it's not really the phone. It's some sort of magical internet phone. How are you, Alex?
I'm all right, thanks. Hot.
It is stiflingly hot at the moment. And had to even turn the microphone down. It was so hot.
Oh, God.
But how was, since obviously I didn't get down to about 2 weeks ago, the Discovery Night. How was the last Discovery Night? Did you guys have a good time?
Oh, we had good fun, actually, because Festival Specs did the launch for their sunglasses that you can change the different lenses. So as the artists arrived at the venue for sound check, they were then presented with these glasses, and then after the sound checks they were all photographed wearing them, and then some of them wore them when they were on stage. They'd like perform one song wearing them, and then Olos the rapper, he put them all in his pocket. He had about three pairs on his shirt, so he immediately set this new style for wearing sunglasses on your shirt pockets. Yeah, and they were really happy with it, and there was a lot of very positive feedback on Twitter the next day. And the bands did really well. I mean, Norquay, I was really impressed with them because they'd come down from Glasgow on the coach. Well, takes 7 hours or something horrendous. But you wouldn't have known they'd been traveling all day. They just got on that stage and rocked, went down really well. And Luke Armitage, he came on with his band and he wore the specs, and they were great, and they brought a lot of people down, which was good.
All right.
Because I think Luke actually works in the industry as well, so he's got a lot of good contacts. And as a result, he works at Metropolis Mastering, and they're now talking to us about supporting the artists that perform. Because as I said to you last week, I'm really trying to build up something so that the artists that perform get some assistance from some established companies.
Yeah.
Because it's hard, isn't it, at the beginning? And you want to keep the quality, really. But sometimes, if you haven't got a budget, it's hard.
But what have you got in store for us this week and at the AAA in Kensington?
Well, this week, sadly, Natalia Jaden, who was going to perform, has had to pull out because she's suddenly got a TV show that's come up in Germany. So
they do that in Germany. TV shows just come up out of the ground.
Do they?
They
well,
grow
this
them
one popped up anyway. But luckily, Daniel Lee is going to come and perform, and I think you're familiar with him on Recharged Radio because he's got a band called New Device that he plays in, who've headlined quite a few tours and supported Bon Jovi at the O2 Arena. So he's now decided he wants to turn his attention to a solo career, so he's going to be performing a solo acoustic set. Then we've got Revel in Sky, who are, they're releasing their debut single called Fire Rain. They're an indie band, but the record's been produced by Ian Davenport, who anyone who's into Radiohead may know that name, because he's worked with Radiohead quite a bit. And they're already getting attention from Kerrang Radio and Fly Radio and Gary Crowley on BBC Six Music. So we've got them on. And then Ellie Lawson, who's not exactly emerging talent, but what I respect about Ellie is she was signed to Atlantic Records in America. And she is getting so much stuff going over here on her own. She's created her own label. She's sponsored by the Quicksilver women's clothing brand, and she's also worked with William Orbit and DJ Lethal on some dance type tracks, but she's more of a folk pop artist. So that's what she's going to be performing at Discovery. And then I'm really excited to have Nate James, because Nate James has performed at Discovery before, and he's twice been nominated for MOBO Awards, and he's sold, I think, 200,000 copies of his third album. But this is a whole new project and a whole new change of direction, because his old Nate is known as a neo-soul artist. Well, this new project is described as bleeping, squelching, synth-driven production. And he's got MCs. So it's going to be a kind of Gnarls Barkley with a sprinkle of Shalimar and a smidge of the Black Eyed Peas. So this Shaking is the thing stirred. With Discovery. We keep it all in the mix, you know, different genres.
Oh, that's very cool. Well, let's hear from two of them now. Let's start with let's go in the order that you described them, because that sounds like a pretty good order to me. We're going to start with a track from Daniel Lee and then play one from Revlon Sky. The first one is Daniel Lee's track. This is The End of Hope is a Long Way to Go. Here with Alex Kerr Wilson of Discovery 2 on the Justin Wayne Show on Recharge Radio.
Apart, when you crawl inside his mind, tell him what you find. He's not into wasting time, so forget all the past life that's covering your eyes. You live and learn both stories that you've heard. It's all said and done, you couldn't say a word. Jealousy was waiting around the bend. Jealousy will get you in. Circles as she wrestles with her mind. It's not into wasting time, but it's never been a sporte to get up from the landslide. Live and learn by the stories that you've heard. It's all said and done, you couldn't say a word. Jealousy was waiting around the bend. Jealousy will get you. La 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 way. Where to go?
This is Recharged Radio.
Just then, Revelin Sky, and it's R-E-V-E-L-I-N, sky.com. They have a cool little intro on their website that you can watch, and they have more songs up there you can listen to on their site, and you can buy stuff and follow them on Twitter and all that sort of stuff. As well as, just before that, Daniel Lee, it's L-E-I-G-H, and you can find him on Facebook, because I think he's just, it sounds, it seems, I think you said, Alex, that he's just starting his solo career. So
yes, he's been recording his solo. He's been recording and writing for the last few months, the solo project, as far as I'm aware. And then, so he's going to start promoting it a bit more in the next few months.
Sure. And that's facebook.com/DanielLeighGHSolo is where you find him. And we have two more wonderful artist/group. So is the Sugar Smack, is that a whole band? So you were saying he's got MCs and stuff going to be on stage.
It's a drummer, a drummer and a guitarist, and an MC, and four vocal mics, and a computer running as well. So. It's a modern band.
Okay. Well, and it sounds like a modern band as well. It's got a lot of the blips and beeps and noises and sounds and things, which is fun.
Yeah.
It's good stuff.
I think what's great about Nate is he's constantly evolving.
Hmm.
And I think that's... I like to see that in an artist, actually, because a lot of them... You do get some artists who just stick with the same formula.
It's safe, I suppose, to do that. But if you try different things, maybe it's more fulfilling for yourself, perhaps. And maybe that's what Nate's after.
Yeah. Yeah, it's different strokes for different folks, isn't it?
Well, Alex, you'd mentioned a little bit about these collaborations that have been happening as a result of bands playing at Discovery 2. Will you tell us a little bit about how that's working out?
With the Discovery events, I really like to... I like it. Because I mix the genres up, it's quite interesting to see what comes out of it.
Hmm.
Like I think I mentioned last time, that Ed Sheeran performs a song in his set that the reggae band Lay Black did.
Oh, okay.
And that was at a Discovery gig that he heard that song because they were on the same bill.
Hmm.
And with this, Luke Armitage and... Olos are going to work together as a result of the last Discovery.
Well, should we talk about... You mentioned Ellie Lawson, perhaps by accident just then, but should we talk about her as well? Because we've already said some stuff about her, because she's... you were saying that she's a recording artist in America already and is signed, but then is doing quite a bit of stuff on her own over here.
She's not signed anymore to Atlantic.
Ah, okay.
She was signed... and she was championed by a chat show host, a lady called Ellen Generi.
Oh, Ellen DeGeneres.
Ellen DeGeneres.
Yes.
Okay. Do you know who... You know her, do you?
Well, not personally. No, she's quite a famous American comedian, and then she has this... She does do really nice, really good interviews of people on... She's at a daytime TV show in America it's sort of like Oprah, but a little edgier. If I may.
Okay.
Not that Oprah isn't edgy, but she's not. So sorry. but yeah, that's who she is. So it's quite a big name to have said something about her. So that's really cool. And what she said was really nice. Was it? I think
it's very complimentary.
Was it? I played her music over and over again in my house. I predict she will be the hugest star. That's what Ellen said about her. So that's cool.
Yeah. I mean, that's great to have somebody in the media that big saying something about you, isn't it?
Absolutely. And she's playing Discovery 2.
She certainly is. Oh. I'm really looking forward to it. Yeah, so she lives here and is... this is where she's working now with her, you know, as I said, running her own label.
Hmm.
And, you know, that's... I suppose nowadays, you know, more and more artists are going that route, aren't they?
Yeah, I mean, it almost makes sense to have, especially if you're releasing something yourself, you may as well have a record label, you know, even if you're not really, you know, working like a humongous behemoth of a record label. I mean, if you're releasing it yourself independently, this may as well.
Yeah, and it's good for I think it's good for the artist to have control of what they're doing.
Hmm.
And experience how it all works as well.
Yeah.
And I guess more and more are doing licensing deals as well.
Yeah, I mean that's one of the big ways people are making money, at least in the last like 2 years, I suppose. And right now, it's a great way for independent music, and well, even for the big names, that's a great way for them to make a bit of extra ching as well.
Yes.
So, yeah, but Ellie's at ellielawson.com has a very, very nice website, if I might. And and then Suga Smack is Suga, SugaSmak.com. And I think Nate James has his own website as well, which is NateJames.com. So that's where they all live. But it is Thursday night at the AAA in Kensington underneath Archangel. Is there anything else I need to say? Because you can still get on the Facebook. You can buy tickets and all that sort of stuff.
Yes, right? You can get tickets through We Got Tickets. I like using We Got Tickets because they support a lot of independent shows as well. Yeah. And it's just I like the online ticketing. It's really easy. You know, the people arrive with their. With their reference, and I print up my list, and it's good to just get some feedback before the event to get an idea of how many people might be coming.
Yeah.
We've got some serious competition on Thursday, though.
Really?
Because, there's a big concert in Hyde Park.
Oh.
Arcade Fire, The Vaccines, and Mumford & Sons.
Oh. Sort of not exactly the same genre as you usually play, but sort of up that same direction.
Yeah,
you'll still get people down.
Oh, I'm. Well, I should imagine that show sold out quite a long time ago.
Yeah.
So, yeah, and I think from what I see, people are loving discovering new music.
Hmm. No, it's fantastic what you're doing down there. Us at Recharge Radio are more than happy to support you. And it sounds like, I mean, you and I are talking about this, and maybe we should say this, but we're talking about podcasting the show in the coming weeks and months. Just got to talk to Ed, the main man on the sound desk.
Yes,
and see what we can arrange.
Right.
So, but I think that would be really fun to get the recordings, the live stuff, and put it out as well. It'd be really cool.
It would, and I you know, particularly as to have some record of some of these acts, because I have no doubt that some of them are going to go on to be big names.
Mm.
And for also for the people that couldn't get to the show, it's great for them to be able to have a listen back, isn't it?
Yeah.
No, I'm very happy that to have the support of Recharge Radio as well.
Of course.
I love what you guys are doing.
Oh.
Supporting new music and independent artists.
Yeah. Well, let's listen to them now. Once again, thank you, Alex, for being on the show, and we'll speak to you again near the end of August, because you don't have an early August show, do you?
The 28th of July is the next one.
Oh, sorry. I'm thinking I'm way ahead of myself. There's just one in July.
Yeah, 28th of July, okay. And then Thursday the 25th of August.
Okay. The last Thursday.
Yeah.
Cool.
I felt that in the summer, you know, a lot of people are away at festivals and holidays, and so just do one each month, and then maybe in September do two.
All right.
But I, on the July show, I've got Bo and the Arrows, who I know have a live session with Recharge Radio, I think next week or the week after.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they are coming in, yeah. They'll be, Jordan does a first of the month thing, first Friday of the month, and he has a band in, and so they'll be our band.
Oh, excellent.
This Friday. So that's this weekend.
Oh, well, that's all really good timing,
yeah,
isn't it?
Absolutely. Very good timing. They're a good band. I like them.
I haven't seen them live yet, but from what I'm hearing and seeing on YouTube,
yeah,
they look great. Yeah.
Cool.
And I think there's bit of interest in them at the moment as well. Watch this space.
There you go. Well, as soon as I play Discovery, then I'll go huge.
I hope so. Everyone else. Thanks very much, Justin.
Thank you. And let's start with Sugar Smack. Now, Nate James's Sugar Smack. And then we'll hear from Ellie Lawson, which are both down at Discovery 2. And it is facebook.com/discoverytalentofficial. Or if you search for Discovery 2 in Facebook, you'll find it. And then the Twitter is Discovery_2. Or you can just follow Recharge Radio, the Justin Wayne Show, because it's all down there as well. So thank you very much again, Alex. And here is Sugar Smack on the Justin Wayne Show. It's Recharge Radio.
Temporary stop sign. I won't let you let me down again. I got your number now. Permanent distress sign. Bet you never thought I'd take control. You got my number now.
Lost in music 'cause it's my whole life. And I'm guided by the rhythm of my try to throw me seed that I don't know, but I know, yeah, I know, yeah, I know, yeah, I know. Recognition is what the double L seeks. Unique peak, communication's deep, and I seek to succeed in my own right. An egotistical dragon, I hold the flare light. I hate to wait patiently, calmly, cause I'm confined. I like to rhyme in the evening rather than dying. Well, I'm a fine realist, I trip no shit for no sake. Creative and power tremble like an earthquake. Well, I'm guided by the rhythm, by the tide. I lost the music cause it's my whole life. And I'm guided by the rhythm in my soul. They try to throw me, say that I don't know, but I know. Yeah, I know. In the future are firmly laid. The sun yet seems warmer after the rain. I'm guided by the rhythm, by the tide. I'm lost in music cause it's my whole life. I'm guided by the rhythm in my soul. They try to throw me, say that I don't know, but I know. Yeah, I know.
Go-Go Festival. Remini's joined us on the microphone.
Hey, hey, hey.
And we have a very, very special guest. He's the headliner of Sunday. It's Heather Peace. How are you?
Woo. I'm all right. A little bit nervous, but I'm all right.
No, no, no. Yeah. We don't bite very hard, so don't
worry.
No, I'm not nervous of you out there. Have you seen it?
There it is.
Well, sun's out now, so everybody's come out of their tents. It's great. It's kind of clouded over now, but it's good. It's good.
It's really turned into a really nice evening here.
Yeah.
And the weather has been madness. So
has it? I'm sure the sun will shine for you, Heather. I'll be praying.
I hope so.
So tell, I mean, obviously there's, I'm sure a lot of our listeners know a lot about you already, but tell us a little bit about how you've gotten to where you are in your career, because you've done TV, you've done music.
It's kind of weird.
What was first? Was it music or acting first?
I came from musical theatre as a kid, and then I trained in classical piano and stuff like that, and then went to a very serious acting school in Manchester because I already had the music, which then actually led me down the road with the acting theatre, and did London's Burning for 5 years. Yay. I mean, I've been a professional actor for 16 years now. It's hard to believe. And at the moment, it's just I'm on a different route now. It's really odd. Like I did a jazz residency for 3 years that actually helped me through drama school. I used to play every Sunday, and I think I got like 40 quid or something, which basically like bought my shopping for the week.
Sure.
You know?
Yeah.
And so the music went on a back burner. I mean, I was signed to BMG and Simon Cowell when I was 22, and that didn't work out. And then I just had a really long television career, but sort of in very straight roles, and which I still want to go back and do, you know. And then Lip Service changed everything.
I love Lip Service.
I love it too.
I'm a little
really
bit
proud
of a fan,
of it.
I must confess.
I'm proud of it, though.
Yeah,
you know,
brilliant. It's brilliant.
I don't know, it's really it's groundbreaking in a different way from L Word, because it's just like my straight friends love it. It's not about us getting married or us having babies or us, you know, whatever. It's just about betrayal and lies and friendship and things that are common to everybody. So I think for the first time there's a gay girl drama out there that anybody could watch and love it the way they love Sex and the City. Do you know what I mean?
I read somewhere there was like 6,000 or some or more viewers on the first show when it came out, so it's really popular. There wasn't really much bad press about it.
It was all sort of what they do with BBC Three, is sort of all the viral press, which is all the marketing through Facebook and Twitter and all of that. It's certainly the biggest BBC Three show that there's ever been, but it's also opened up international sort of support for myself, which is unbelievable.
Sure.
You know, we're going to go out to America next year, and It's just a different road that I'm on now. When you think, like, I mean, London's Burning used to get 13 million viewers. You know, it was ridiculous. And this gets about 800,000 to a million. But it's a different sort of support. Like, the people that love it are absolutely crazy about it. Yeah. So,
well, I think it's important to remind people that, you know, it doesn't matter what sex or what you like. We used to have experience just life people. Just like everyone else does.
It's about people, and so. That's where the drama lies, and that's it, in love and friendship and betrayal and whatever. But which has obviously led me to the music. I was doing the small scale gigs, and completely not on the back of that at all. I was doing it because I didn't work much after Lip Service, as did not many actors. There wasn't much out there, so I had to start trying to find a way to earn a crust. And I was decorating friends' flats and all sorts of stuff, you know, to make ends meet. So I started gigging, and then the show came out, and then the gig sold out. And then,
wow.
Brilliant.
And then, so today's really exciting. I'm here with Kelly Appleton, who's my new guitarist, who's absolutely awesome. She's just come off tour with Tricky, so she's pretty fantastic. Lisa's still with us, and my backing vocalist, Harriet. So it'll be a different sound today to what we've had.
Well, we're looking forward to it, definitely.
Yeah, it's going to be great.
It's going to be awesome. Yeah. Where do you plan on, what's your kind of career direction for music-wise?
We're going to do the full album when I finish Lip Service, which is the end of July. They're interested in a couple of tracks going on the show, which is fantastic.
That's great, yeah, that is brilliant.
Exactly, yeah. And then we're looking to go to Dinosaur in America next year.
Dinosaur!
Hopefully play San Fran, New York, Philadelphia, Dinosaur. So,
do you know about Dinosaur?
I should do, I don't think I do.
It looks awesome.
It's amazing.
I've never been,
but
it looks awesome.
Go.
It's lots of naked ladies in swimming pools.
It's basically a lesbian fest. Okay. Beautiful.
Beautiful,
like,
ladies.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. Fair enough.
Yeah.
Good. All right. Well, tell us a little bit about the record that you've got out now. And
It was something that I put together because I did have stuff on that I'd recorded that wasn't sort of representative of what I'm doing now. And so that was just to go with the small scale tour. It's literally just me and a Gretsch guitar and a lot of reverb. So it was something just because the fans were actually asking. I've kind of just listened to people, and when they asked, then I've gone and done it, as opposed to doing it and then hoping to get a fan base. It's sort of been really organic what's happened. So now with the tour, we've managed to get enough money together to fund a fully produced album, which Nigel Wright's going to do. We're doing it all ourselves.
Wow.
Like, we could go and ask and get signed, but do you know what, I'd rather have 100% control with Lee and Sarah.
Absolutely.
Who are my managers, and just go, if this doesn't go huge, then fine. I'm really happy where we're at. You know, and we can say exactly how we want something to sound and exactly what I want to wear and all.
Absolutely.
Of that.
Everybody's pushing towards the independency now.
Yeah. And I think it's what you're doing as well is a great model for other independent musicians to use, is that sort of the television or using another form of media at the same time.
Yeah, mine was completely by accident, you know, but I mean, there's other artists that I get down, you know, especially female artists, to gigs to support me and stuff, to try and give them a foot up as well. You know, and certainly with things like Twitter, then you can talk about certain artists and then other people start following them, then they start to get a fan base, because there's a hell of a lot of talented people out there that don't get seen. So, I mean, long term, I'd really like to go into that, you know. I'm thinking years ahead. I'm thinking, like, when I get a bit older, I'd love to actually go and spot the talent, because people don't get a chance. I mean, really, all the money with record companies in the marketing.
Absolutely.
You know?
It's true.
Yeah. So.
So you said about recording and getting and paying for the recording yourselves.
Yeah,
is that going to be out? When is that going to be out?
We're going to go into studio. I'm putting a couple of tracks down while I'm on Lip Service. We'll go into studio over the autumn, and it'll be out in the new year. But it won't be out till I'm absolutely 100%. Sure of it and everything else,
of course,
you know. You get stuff back and you go, actually, I'd like a string quartet on that, or I'd like, you know, I'd like some brass, or I'd like, so we put down the basics, and then you start having a listen and thinking how you can make it the best it can be.
Very
it
good.
Has to be as well. It has to be the best I can produce, rather than just chucking it out because Lip Service is coming out or something, you know. So
very good. Well, we're very excited about it.
Yeah.
And how did you get involved with the Go Go Festival? How did that happen for you?
A friend, well, a lady who comes to a lot of gigs, Emma, she sort of put me in touch with them, and then they started to email the management, really, and see whether I was available, and I didn't know whether I was going to be, and then I was. So, yeah.
Ta-da!
Exactly. Yeah.
Well, thanks for taking some time out for us. We're really excited about the new album and and season two of Lip Service as well.
Yay, so, cool.
Yeah, thanks very much.
All right.
Speak to you. What's the... Well, sorry, we need websites and stuff.
Oh, sorry, yeah. Oh, what am I saying? Oh, the other thing. My tour documentary starts tomorrow. We've put together a four-part... It's like a pay-per-view tour documentary that we've funded ourselves. It's £1.50 an episode. And it launches tomorrow at midday, and you can get it on the website heatherpeace.com, and you pay that £1.50, and it's yours, sort of thing.
Great.
Or I think it's £4.99 for all four episodes.
Okay.
And it's the documentary that we put together, backstage, front stage, on the bus, everything else from the UK tour that we've just come off.
That so sounds brilliant.
I just see marketing. I'm hopeless. I forget to say.
That's right. That's what we're here for. I was supposed to ask questions.
Sorry.
Yeah, go on.
When's the next place you'll be performing at? Where can people see you next?
Manchester Pride. I'll be doing a pre-Brighton Pride gig, which we're going to announce quite soon because that's quite small. It'll probably only be about 280 people. That'll be on the 11th of August. Manchester Pride, the end of August. And then in November, we're playing the Union Chapel in London, which I'm just so excited about.
That's
in
cool.
Islington. So,
very cool.
But all the information is always on the website, heatherpeace.com.
Brilliant.
So,
yeah. Cool.
Are you on Twitter, MySpace?
Twitter. Follow me on Twitter and follow me. MySpace has got... You can go see me on MySpace, but it's got all me old music. It's very odd, so I'm not on there anymore. But Facebook, Twitter, and the website. Yeah.
Lovely.
All right. Great. Cool. Thanks very much, Heather.
Thank
no
you.
Problem.
Nice to meet you.
Cheers.
This is Recharged Radio.
When it looks like we're going to go over, we have another interview to do. But
we
that
do.
Was
sorry, Rodrigo. We
sorry,
do love you.
Of the Island Music Show. We're just talking about how lovely you were.
Yes.
Or were when you were here. Because that was good times. It doesn't really seem that long ago. But it's almost been 2 years now that he was here.
That's a while.
So, but right before he started on Recharge Radio, because he came down and met Jordan and stuff. And then
all hail the boss man, Jordan, whom we obey.
We do.
Because he beats us if we don't.
He does. With a stick.
He enjoys it.
So do I. I mean, whoops. But
videos
yeah, so
are available pay-per-view, normal address, credit card details at the ready.
But big thanks to Heather Peace for sitting down with us.
And to Remedy. That was our little Recharged Radio Minion, her first ever interview.
Yeah, and what an interview to get started on
with
Heather. That was brilliant. So great stuff to her. And she's playing a gig tomorrow night at the Live Room, which we're still sort of... As we build her up and build a band around her, we're going to be promoting her more and more.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll hear her on the show sometime.
Yes.
For the moment, I've sort of been a little last minute and low key. I have been as these things go. So, if you are in Palmer's Green, you want to come to the Live Room tomorrow night. That's where we'll be.
Get along.
And but we have one more fantastic interview.
It's possibly my favorite interview of the weekend.
It's brilliant.
Because I'm going to be like them when I grow up.
they're called Never the Bride, and I was going to play a track from them, but we're going to forego that because we're going to go into Rodrigo's show for about 6 minutes. But we're going to play the interview, and then I will play from then on and into the next weeks and months. We will play more Never the Bride and lots of other Go-Go Festival artists.
Yes.
Now that we've introduced them into the show, now we just play them.
Exactly.
And I need to send you have a bunch of the music already, don't you?
I have some.
I'll send you more.
Excellent.
Okay. But yeah, well, thank you for coming down.
Hey, no worries. I've enjoyed it. I've been here. I've met the Recharged Radio Pussycat Puck.
It's true. The evil kitty.
He's not evil. He's adorable. Oh. He's all big and fluffy.
It's true. He hasn't said anything though since you've been here.
No,
he hasn't spoken.
No, he's been very well behaved, and he's playing with his toys and attacking bits of string and sleeping on my handbag.
Yeah. As he does. It's his now.
It's his now. Yes. Once a cat sleeps on it, that is it. It is no longer yours.
But we'll have to do this again. You'll have to come
definitely.
In. Maybe we can split the show in half or something. And you can show me some things and I'll show you some things.
Isn't that after the show?
Yeah.
I was going to say.
And we can go down to some pub around here somewhere.
There's one or
you
two
can
in
have
the
girl,
area.
You can have girl chat with my wife.
Yay.
She'll be back. She's back tomorrow. Yay.
He has missed you.
Yay. That's why I've been producing so much stuff at home, is because she hasn't been around. I'm like, I need to do things. But yeah, so thank you for listening. Yes. If this is your first Justin Wayne show, they're not always full of interviews. They're usually full of music. But we love Go-Go Festival. And next week is very special because we have Spencer Berger. Him and I are going to walk through the entire Be Brave album, which he's put out in January. The band is called Auditorium. If you haven't seen them before, it's Auditorium Music.
That is good old-fashioned, proper, adventurous music radio. I mean, that sort of stuff's not been done in the UK, at least. Nicky Horn was doing that back in the 70s until it got radio and, like, mainstream radio. When Radio 1 was still cutting edge, when they were out pushing boundaries. So, pushing the boundaries once more.
Well, that's what we do at Recharge Radio, don't we?
Heck yes.
And once again, this is Never the Bride. Thank you, Moomin.
No worries. Thank you, Justin.
We'll see you next week. It's the Justin Wayne Show.
Bye. And don't forget Metal Moomin Show next Thursday as well.
Of course. Always.
Yeah, keep it rocking.
Woo.
Never the Bride.
Yeah, we just missed our set.
That's rock and roll. They'll wait for you.
Well, on in half an hour here at the Go-Go Festival. They're backstage with us.
Never Moomin. The Bride.
Yeah.
I'm excited. Woo! The women who are looking like the living embodiment of rock and roll decadence and debauchery. I'm a happy, excited little Moomin. Yeah. My stuff's in the tent at last.
It's all rock and roll, but
yeah,
we like it.
Oh, we're lucky to still be alive, actually.
That's rock and roll.
Yeah. Yes, it's been a long life.
Yeah. It's been a long road.
A long, lonely life.
Yeah.
We've got Bea and Nikki with us from the band, and I wasn't cutting you off. You can continue with the craziness. That's cool.
Well, you know, it comes with the whole. I mean, you know, you've got to be crazy to do this job, haven't you?
Yeah, I think
it does help.
Live out of a suitcase and
sexy and crazy.
Oh, that's
sexy
very
and
kind.
Crazy.
Thank you.
That was Remedy saying that. Yeah. She's on my Christmas card list.
Yeah,
now.
Young Remedy, our Recharge Radio minion, is making friends wherever she goes.
Oh, bless. No, that's really nice of you to say so. This bustier actually is from Topshop, and what's inside them came with the bustier. You could get all sizes.
Oh, awesome. Yes.
Can I buy one of those as well then?
Definitely. Yes, of course. They're everywhere. They're everywhere.
That is so awesome.
Yeah,
bustier.
I didn't want to go too far, you know. Yeah. I didn't want to upstage Dolly Parton tribute, who's on the other stage later.
All right.
Well, we've got a lovely friend that's got this seriously big ass, and she says it's from Bottom Shop.
Oh, is she really? What's that? Oh, God, yeah. Basement, yes. Yes, it's a basement bargain.
Bottom shop.
Well, you guys have lots of stuff in the works as well. You've got a live album.
A studio album coming up.
Yeah.
So tell us
about the live album and recording it and the
we
video
did a live album
like
at the Stables in Milton Keynes with an unplugged set. Beams on a grand piano, and we had like upright bass and sort of three acoustic guitars and
drummer on the brushes,
percussion and all that stuff. And it was all our own stuff, a lot of new stuff that we've written, and it was an audience of about 400, and it was beautiful, intimate, and we actually emptied our friend's lounge of all his furniture because he's got all this Buddhist-y kind of cool stuff, hasn't he? And we had massive old cameras from the sort of old movies on the stage.
We dressed up the stage,
beautiful.
Yeah.
And it was a brilliant night, wasn't it?
They haven't booked us back because they said it was too much trouble.
They said you're too rock and roll for us. We're a jazz venue. Well, it's Claire Lane and Johnny Dankworth's joint, we're a bit much for them, really.
Yeah.
So rock and roll, jazz world.
Thelma and Louise of rock and roll, we are.
Yeah.
Keep on going.
Yeah.
As you should be.
Yeah.
Well, you know.
As it will always be.
Yeah. It's the formaldehyde that does it.
Or tequila. Yeah. Has the same effect.
Yeah. It doesn't taste as good, though.
Actually, never said to it.
The formaldehyde doesn't taste as good as tequila.
No, it's good.
Tequila.
I meant the other way around. I messed up the joke.
No, you didn't. It's fine.
You're fine, Justin.
Well, you've got loads of stuff already. You've got six or seven albums already.
Yeah.
So,
we wrote a song for Shirley Bassey, You Can Tell That Man, all about that Dame Shirley Bassey.
Oh, yeah,
we were slumming
in Monte Carlo, doing a gig over there.
Slumming
in style.
Somebody's got to go, haven't they?
It's a dirty job, but someone's got to go.
Oh, we said it's a dirty job, but we'll go.
Yeah.
Nikki's topless by the pool meets this lady. She said, oh, do you know Shirley Bassey lives here? Turned out she actually worked out in the hotel. We'll have to rush because we're on stage, but we gave the a CD of one of our songs that's kind of very Bond-esque. We're doing it today, actually, called The Living Tree. We gave it to the concierge. He said, try and get it in our gym bag. And he did.
We begged him to get it into a gym bag. Anyway, 3 months later, Bean phones up. I was visiting my family, and Bean phones up and says, there's an email from the Bassey office. I said, oh, my God, what does it say? And she said, I don't know. I can't open it. I can't open it without you being here. So I said, open it. And it said, we want to meet you on a... the dame, you have to call her Dame Shirley, loves the song. She's been in retirement for 10 years. This is the song that she says she'll come out of retirement for.
Oh, that's
we can
awesome.
Believe it.
Hey.
So she recorded the song. We did it with her. We met her. We recorded the song. We ended up doing a whole album with her called Get the Party Started.
Went on to Glastonbury with her.
Yeah. We got her on at Glastonbury, and we went on stage and did backing vocals with her, and we got her to number 6 in the UK charts at the ripe old age of 70.
Yeah.
Awesome.
There's hope.
Yeah.
Yes,
there is.
There is.
So I mean, I think when you're sort of a musician and we've been playing for years and years, and we've, you know, worked with a lot of people, I think you get to a point in your life where you think, is anyone ever going to listen? Mm. And when you get a song to someone that big, and you think, God, what's going to happen? It's 3 months, still nothing. We haven't heard anything. Oh well, she did probably put it in the bin.
Yeah.
But she didn't. She actually bothered, and it gives you a little bit of hope, doesn't it?
Yeah. And it's also nice that someone in her position took the time out to listen in the first place.
Absolutely.
It's so easy just to make another coaster out of a CD.
Yeah, and it was a beautiful compliment from her. She actually said it at Glastonbury that when she heard Nikki's voice, she got goosebumps. So that's a beautiful thing.
She's probably
drunk though. It was a bit cold in the huge Staley house.
She likes a little drop of shampoo, that Dame does. Yeah. You like your
Larry do.
Oh,
Larry.
Tiger Tail.
Larry they
Tiger
are.
Tiger Tailsland. Yeah.
It's not easy, eh?
No.
But no, it was a really cool thing to happen, wasn't it?
Absolutely, yeah. Yeah, I mean, we've had a brilliant life. We're loving what we're doing. We've been all over the world. We're just back from Brazil.
Yeah.
And we're constantly doing things just for music.
We're doing Iceland Pride in August.
Woo!
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm actually knitting my kaggle as we speak. I'm taking a lot of feathers out of chickens and birds of prey wherever I can find them. So I'm sort of making sure I'm going to be really warm down there, you know?
If all else fails, volcanic spleens. Toasty and warm.
Is that right?
We've been told.
You just don't get out of them because then it gets cold.
Oh, wow. Have you done that?
I haven't done the hot springs, but I intend to.
Are you going in August?
I don't know yet.
Bring Remedy. Bring Justin. Let's all go and do hot springs together.
Woohoo! Sounds
good. Yay!
Clothes optional.
Naturally.
Not optional.
Naked.
We go hardcore at Recharged Radio. You know this. That's why you listen. At least we hope it is.
It's not about all the good music. What are you talking about?
I might unzip my hoodie later on. You never know. The excitement.
Oh, you're lovely. They're very subdued, you know.
Yeah.
They're radio people. They're very calm, collected.
Yeah, they are.
Who's that?
Yeah, you two.
Oh.
They
must have stolen their drugs.
They must have.
It's the hangover in the.
They offered us a cashew, and this is a very healthy radio station. They offered us apricots, and it says they're high in fibre.
Yeah.
And they help maintain a healthy digestive system.
I'm a living testament to that.
That is true.
Yes. And Titty Bingo rock and roll stickers.
Oh, yes.
Well, I wouldn't have worn the bustier if I'd known. I just put these on.
Best time for costume change.
Titty over here and Bingo over there.
Titty Bingo. That's amazing.
Well, they are an amazing rock and roll band out of Austin, Texas, and they keep sending us all their stickers.
Really? We played in Austin, Texas.
I'm going to put this on my guitar.
That's case, a really
do,
yeah,
do, please do.
Place.
Yep.
Well, where's the website we can find these? Is it neverthebride.com?
Yes.
Ah, brilliant.
We shall check it out.
And you've got all your releases on iTunes and...
Yes, and lots of videos and craziness.
Tons on YouTube.
Yep. Excellent.
And we're excited for the live album to come out. We're excited for the video.
Studio London, all sorts of fun and games.
We'll give you some music to play.
Woohoo!
You know,
that's going to get on the Metal Movie
DVDs
Radio
to
show.
Watch and, thank you so much for having us.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you
they
for
haven't
time.
Yet, but they're going to after the show, okay?
We turn the microphones off for that bit. Recharge Radio for all your dirty, disgusting rock and roll needs.
Rock and roll.
Rock and roll. Once again, thanks to Bree and Nikki of Never the Bride.
Yay.
Good luck. We'll see you soon.
Probably the loudest band. Go fast.
Hell yes!
Thank you, guys.
Thank you so much.
Independent radio for independent music. It's the Justin Wayne Show.
Get in touch. studio@rechargedradio.com. The best new independent music.